אמנם החילוק שיש בין העיגולים ליושר, the difference between the circle and the linear, is that יוד ספירות דה עיגולים, the 10 ספירות of circle, is coming from the light that called נפש, and there is inner light and surrounding light, internal and external, שיש לה בחינת יוד ספירות של כלים, and also as 10 ספירות of vessel, because the נפש is the light, it's not the vessel. ובכל כלים הם יש פנימיות וחוציות, every vessel as internal and external, and there is also, וגם יש יוד ספירות של אורות, there was also 10 ספירות of the lights. לכל אור, every light, as inner light and surrounding light, but also, אבל היו ספירות די יושר, the linear ספירות, the light that is there is called רוח, which is one level up of נפש. שהוא מדרגה גבוה על מדרגת הנפש, is one step above נפש, כנודע, גם הם כלולים מאור פנימי ואור מקיף. Also there, in the linear, you have inner light and surrounding light. גם יש להם יוד ספירות דקלים, also they have 10 ספירות of the vessel, and every vessel, וכל כלי, מהם יש בו פנימיות וחיצוניות, as internal and external. ופשיטה, and simple, היא שבחינת הנפש נעצלה תחילה. Very simple to say, that the light that called נפש, or the aspect of the נפש, was emanated first, and then the רוח was emanated. So the light of נפש always come first. So now, רב אשלג. כלומר, שמתוך שנחלקו האורות, because the light been divided, לאור פנימי, for inner light, ואור מקיף, and surrounding light, נמצאו משום זה בית מינים של קבלה. For that reason, you have two aspects of receiving. If there is two aspects of light, you will have to have also two aspects of receiving, בכלי, שהם קבלה בתוכו של הכלי, receiving from the internal part of the container, the vessel, וקבלה מחיצוניותו של הכלי, and receiving from the external part of the receiver, the container, or the vessel. אשר האור הפנימי מתקבל בתוכחיות הכלי. The inner light is being received by the inner aspect of the container, והאור המקיף and the surrounding light, המזוכח אותו מעוביו, which we know that the אור מקיף is purified, the thickness of the vessel, because after all the vessel was before light, and because it's been becoming a receiver, as four aspects of the receiving, how it received. So now, the surrounding light that's supposed to purify the vessel from receiving to a giving, נבחן שמתקבל דרך חיצוניות הכלי. So where is the אור מקיף? Where is the surrounding light? Externally, outside of the vessel. כלומר, בלי שום התלבשות בכלי. And it doesn't get dressed with the vessel, it's only outside. ועניין ההתחלקות של חיצוניות הפנימיות, האמור בכלי, הוא על פי הבחנת הזכות והביות של כלי. So when we say external and internal at the vessel, we are talking not about the physical, we are talking about the aviut. Aviut means how is the physicality of the vessel, how is the materialism of the vessel, meaning what? Meaning that more desire to receive, more there is aviut, more there is thickness. Less desire to receive, more thin, until it becomes like a glass. בעניין ההתחלקות על החיצוניות פנימיות עבור כלי הוא על פי הבחנת הזכות והאבות שבכלי. כי רק האביות שבו ראויה לקבלת האור הפנימי. Only whatever thick as a true desire, and whatever as a true desire receive light. So that's why the light only received by the inner container. כי רק האביות שבו ראויה לקבל האור הפנימי, משום שעיקר כלי הקבלה של הנצל לבחינה דלת. The main aspect of the vessel is the fourth phase, which we studied already before. There is four aspects of desire. And where is the fourth phase? In the bottom of the vessel, in the internal part of the vessel. So that's why it can receive. אמנם גיעו לבחינות הראשונות, אינם ראויות לקבלה. The first three aspects of receiving, called first phase, second phase, and third phase, are not yet capable of receiving, because they are used only to build the fourth aspect of receiving, the fourth phase, if you want to call it. אמנם אינם אלא אין הגורמות לגלל הבחינה ד', ועל כן כלי, כל כלי נבחן לפני עצמו לדלת הבחינות שבכלי, שהרום מתקבל בעיקר בבחינה ד' שבו. For that, every time we speak about vessel, we are normally speak about four aspects of the vessel, that only the fourth aspect is the true receiver. The other three are only a builder for that four aspect of receiving. ועל כן נקראת פנימיות הכלי, תחיותו ששם שורה השפע. And for that reason, the internal part of the vessel and whatever is inside, that's where all the nourishment of the light takes place. Now, Gimel Prinot, so what happened to the other three aspects of receiving, which are very weak receiver? Gormot Raglilush Prinot, their job is only to reveal the fourth level. When that's when I'm not Kabbalah, they're not really a receiver. Nechshavot kemsofot Prinot Bechitzuniyotah. So, what is the four, the other three? They just build the cup. I mean, if you look at the cup, the main aspect of the receiving is the bam. But without the wall, without the thick of the glass, it will not hold everything. So the three aspects are not really a receiver, but without them, the fourth aspect will not be, will be built, even on a physical level. Here we talk spiritual level. Similar, Rav Ashlag bring an example. Le'ovi dofen shekli gashmi. He says similar, like I mentioned before, the thickness of a physical vessel. So the thickness define how it will hold whatever it needs to hold inside. Almost like four layers, that only the inner layer receives everything, which is the fourth phase. Ve'kol ha'mekubal bakli u'pnimiyut shebo. Whatever the vessel receives is only from internal. Shar gimel haklipot, what about the three layers? Let's see if we cut this glass four times. Only the inside layer receives, the outside layer and the other two that attach to it, not. Shar gimel haklipot, rak bechazkot et haklipa hapnimit. All the other three levels just make the fourth level strong. Shetiyeh lakoach lesvol et hamilui sheba. So the inner will be strong enough to hold the fulfillment. But it is there, and through that you can understand in spirituality. This is Rav Ashlag. Sheikar ha-bchina mechazeket tochat ha-shefa, hi bchina dalet shebakli. So the main thing that holding all the shefa, all the nourishment, is what is the fourth phase. Gimel ha-bchinot ha-rishonot, the three other aspects, they are just revealing the fourth phase bekol kocha, until she will be worthy or capable to hold that fulfillment. But they are not at all received. That's a very interesting aspect that Rav Ashlag and Ra'ari teach us here. You know, when we talk about the vessel, that only the internal part is receiving, but we still need the other three. And the reason Rav Ashlag talk about it is to prepare us for what's coming next. Because there is inner and external. How can a vessel can receive from an external? It's unheard of. But also it's teaching us like there is four categories in our universe of receiving level, right? There is human, animal, vegetables, minerals. So if we think about like those four categories, human is prina dalet, is a fourth phase. Animal, third phase. Vegetables, second phase. Minerals, first phase. Who has the strongest desire? Human. Who is the most important? Human. But who is the most selfish? Human. Who is the non-receiving at all? Mineral. But the aspect of mineral, if you think about it, doesn't have a receiving point. Doesn't have a receiving point, if you think about it. I mean, the only time you see minerals making a movement, if you may say, it's volcano, right? I think that's the only time, or earthquake. But volcano is when it melts the minerals, changing form, and the minerals start acting out. But I don't think it's because a choice, because mineral cannot have a desire. But if you go to human, human have a selfish agenda. Of course, every human being born with a selfish agenda. It's part of the job. A selfish agenda is exactly where the work on ourselves need to be. So when you meet people who are acting like minerals, there's no reason for them to be here. For that reason, those humans eventually going back to minerals, to the ground. And there is vegetables. Unfortunately, there is also animal involved in the disappearing of the body. So you have three aspects together combined with the death of a human body. Because the human body has the strongest desire to receive. And desire to receive has two aspects. One desire to receive is coming from the klipot, from the dark side. And that desire is has negativity in it. Because that desire is desire to receive for oneself alone, meaning that you want because you don't have. And the desire to receive the pure, the way God created, you want because the Creator want to give. So you still connect to the giving aspect. You not connect to the receiving aspect. And once you understand that, it's a change. In my new book, I talk a lot about it, like how to change from this level to another. Without people reading this book, would be very difficult for people truly to understand life. Unfortunately, it's not out yet. Once it's come out and people start reading it, it will change the way you think right away. That's what's beautiful about this book of treasure, because it's really going to change everything. So the fourth aspect of desire are quite important to understand. There is four layers. So you only, when you talk about inner light, the inner light can only go into where there is desire. But the inner light is not related to the external building of that vessel, you know, because it's only receiving from the primiut, from the primiut mean internal. It's very interesting. And for that reason, say Ravash, like Nikruyut, Chitzoniyut HaKli, for that reason, those other three aspects, we call them external part of the vessel, Liotan, Mechutz V'Bchinat Kabbalat Or HaPnimi. They are no longer part of receiving the inner light, because the third is external to fourth, and second is external to third, and first is external to all of them, and first is the one that's surrounding everything. But the first is the vessel that receives surrounding light. Because surrounding light, that's why we call it surrounding. It's surrounding the vessel. It's not going into the vessel. ותדע שהבחינה הזאת הזכה לגמרי, you need to know, that And that aspect, which is totally pure, is the aspect that receive or mekif. That's the aspect that receive surrounding light. כי מחמת הזרקות הנפלאה שבה, for the reason of that it's so pure, יכולה לקבל הארת אור מקיף. That's why she can receive the first aspect, surrounding light, which is very pure, even if it's from far. Meaning, נתבאר, דבר התחלקות הכלי. So now you understand how the vessel has been divided. The internal part, meaning the thick part, and we call it the four phases, we have a קבלת לאור פנימי. And this is the receiving for the inner light. חציוניות שבו, the external part, meaning it's more purified. It's been the roots of the vessel. We have a קבלת לאור מקיף מרחוק, and that's what receives the surrounding light from distance. ואין להקשות, מבחינת דלת אינה רואה לקבל כאן בכוח צמצום מהמסך, כי אין לנו עוסקים כאן אלא מבחינת אור חוזר, העולה מתוך בחינת דלת. So again, what we're talking here, Rav Ashta, I want to make sure we're clear, we are talking about after צמצום, so the only true light that exists is light that hitting the מסך and going back, and that light that going back creates a whole new system. So the new system of that is creating truly a vessel, and that's create the vessel of receiving, and that vessel of receiving is only can receive with the fourth phase, and the surrounding, as Rav Ashta explained, the surrounding is called Or Mekif. Repeat again, so the fourth phase cannot receive because of Tzimtzum or Masach or curtain. So don't think like that, because this is before Tzimtzum. Here we're talking about B'china Dalet can receive, will receive. Why? Because we are talking about the Or Chozer. We're talking more of the reflecting light. They don't get confused, because many times when you study this knowledge, there is an aspect before the Tzimtzum, and there is an aspect after the Tzimtzum. Then there is an aspect of Kelim de Yosher, the linear light. And then there is aspect of circular light. Then there is aspect of chitzoni v'pnimi, external and internal, from the vessel point of view. And then there is an aspect of or mekif or pnimi, from the light point of view, external and internal light, meaning surrounding internal. And when you understand that, and I hope you will, just have to repeat it, then you look at it in a different way. It's very... seem very complicated, but it's not as complicated as we think it is. It's not. But just we need to remember here, the study here, Or Mekif can only shine on things that are as no desire. But Or Mekif don't relate to the Bchina Dalet. Bchina Dalet, the fourth phase, can only relate to Or Pnimi. Otherwise, this whole thing... doesn't make sense. The only thing that might confuse you, that what Rav Ashta say in the end, ken anu oskim kan, ela bebchinat or chozer, haole mitoch bchinat dalet. So we know that bchinat dalet, the four phase, only exist in the real level, before the tzimtzum. But what happened after the Tzimtzum, after contraction, after the restriction? You have now a curtain above Malchut. So now the light keep giving. The Masach keep rejecting it. But it create light. That light is creating, create vessel, create all new system now. All new system. The old system, the original system, is not, it exists, but it's concealed. The new system come into existing, which is the Or Chozer now revealing all what's coming down. For that reason, they teach us that without Torah and Mitzvot, you actually can do nothing. Why? What is the Torah and Mitzvot? You have to have the capability
of push away what's good for you. Unfortunately, society not serving that kind of behavior. If you're just going to push everything away, you will stay hungry in the street. No food, no home, no nothing. But the universe operates this way. That means if you have patience enough, whatever is your portion will be your portion. But how can you do that? How can you do that? You know, you go to work. Why you go to work? To make money. Why you want to make money? So you can rest. So your whole goal is to rest, eventually. Your whole goal of a human being is to rest. And he does everything not to rest to get to that rest. Until even person who go to work start to forget why he actually went to work. So people go to school, high school, college, get a job, get abused, not finding the job, make money, don't make money. Eventually, all of the thought from beginning of high school, let's say, when they're 12 or 13, is to think, how am I going to rest? There's no other thought. Why? Because it's going back to the endless. How am I going to rest? It's a goal. There's no other goal. What am I willing to do for eventually rest? Tough. Tough. People killing themselves. Problem with the back, problem with the leg, truck driver, cleaning home, lawyers, everybody. You see usually at 6:30, 7, people come home from work, work so hard. They're willing to travel the world for making a living, making another penny, another dollar, another thing. So that's why we forgot why even we work. We work so we can rest. Then we make extra money so our kids can rest. So did you forget to rest? For that reason, you know, you have on every grave, rest and peace. Now you know why it's a rest, where you rest. Finally rest, because it's a joke. Everybody work, 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 and you ask him why you work so I can rest. Did you ever rest? No. Nothing happening. So going back to our Inyan, the idea here, after Tzimtzum, we have an all new idea. Say Rav Ashlag, ki enanu uskim kan ela bebchinat or chozer. All of what we're talking about here is only or chozer ha'oleh mitoch bechina dalet. Meaning, the real existence of the desire now is a new desire. The original desire that God created was a desire that has to do with endless desire to receive endless fulfillment. So that no longer exists. What exists now? Light hitting the masach of the original desire. Of course, the masach has some aspect of the original desire. So it pushed back a desire from the masach, from the curtain, I don't want. And that light has within it some powder, some aspect of desire. That desire now is the new receiving of the light. And a different aspect, we can call it linear vessel. Because after the Tzimtzum, you no longer have circular. You have now linear. What is linear? It looks like a pipe, like a straw, because there is wall. So there is Tzimtzum, there is a certain amount. How did light be? Now, how do you know about people who are strong and who's not? How do you, is it about money? Is it about muscles? Is it about survival? No. You see what's breaking you. What's breaking you? Everybody gets broken by something. Some people it's an insult. Some people it's pride. Some people it's money. Somebody is lost of a dear one. Every person, shalom, you know, it's life. So when a person continues the same amount of desire, no matter the circumstance around, that's mean. He keep pushing. He doesn't receive anything. He keep pushing from the masach. And once you keep pushing, the light keep coming from above. Above never stop. So you creating the push from the masach, and then what's come down revealed itself to you. But without pushing, you're actually revealing nothing. So is the light always here from the end, so from the endless, always coming. Never stop. Never stop. Is the light now is the same light it was at the time of Abraham? Same exact thing. Is it the same light it was at the time of Moses on Mount Sinai? Same light. Moses has enough or chozer to reveal Mount Sinai. What revealed Mount Sinai was not the light. The light revealed Mount Sinai every day. Every day there's Mount Sinai. But you need somebody like Moses who totally push it away. Push away his kavod, his pride, push away everything. So he can reveal Mount Sinai. So how much there is to reveal? For example, temple. Is the temple of Jerusalem exist? Some people say it's below, some people say it's come from above. What does that really mean? Meaning, Jerusalem is the place of the strongest desire. If you're capable to create a strong masach, a strong or chozer from your side, a strong enough to say no to yourself, you can reveal the temple. Same with the Messiah. Same with everything else. But we don't have enough people to push it away. People break to pieces in 5 minutes. Somebody get discomfort, fall apart. Somebody get lazy, go to sleep. Every person has their own, they serve the body. Nobody serves the soul. People don't serve the soul today. Even the people who study spirituality all day long, it's about their body. I get tired when I study. And I cannot be. It cannot be that you get tired when you study. The opposite. You should say, when I study, I get awake. I'm actually becoming more aware. I can't sleep after that. Why? Because you're doing more chozer, so there is more revelation. But if you get tired after you study, you don't study well. If you do a mitzvah and you get tired, you don't do a good mitzvah. If you do charity and you get tired, you don't do something right. Because all of the mitzvot, all of the Torah, all of that is about creating enough or chozer to reveal what exists. So if you are getting tired, let's say we're going to read Torah. So when we read Torah, person after read Torah is supposed to get high. If you see a chazan after read Torah get tired, he didn't do anything. He didn't do enough or chozer. Because what is the Torah? The Torah is a scroll that represents the end sof all the time. Endless. So the end sof is coming down. So if the Baal Kor and the person get Aliyah, you know, do enough or chozer, the opposite, they can't sleep. Because there is more now exist. But if they are thinking about themselves, if the voice came okay, if the reading came okay, if the Aliyah was respected enough by the crowd, then it's desire to receive, so there is no masach. And because there is no masach, you reveal nothing. If you reveal nothing, for that reason, Rav Ashlag say, remember, we're talking about only about Or Chozer here. So all what we study, Or Pnimi and everything, and the Or Mekif, from the aspect of Or Chozer already, from the aspect of what you push back, what you reflect back. And unfortunately, for that reason, the verse say, in the Talmud, Sone Matanot Chieh, people who love gift, who hate gift, who live longer. Why would the Talmud have to say it? Somebody who hate gift will live longer. Not nice. What about birthday? Everybody loves their birthday. Get cake, get money, you get some gift. It's nice. But what's the problem with birthday? That you are expecting to receive. And on top of it, if you don't receive, you get angry. And you judge people. What been just been awake on your birthday instead of continuation, which is keter? What is your birthday? It's your keter of your creation. So what are you creating now? Receive it. That receiving disconnect you from the keter. So what happened? You create disaster for the whole year on the day of your birthday. But if on the day of your birthday, you know, like today they do on Facebook, don't give me gifts, just donate to this different organization. Very nice. Just you have to be careful with the ego. You might want the respect of other people. It's good. But you got to be careful. You got to be careful. Because it depends where you come from, because all of it is pushing back. So when you see people who don't know how to push back, they do mistake. They do mistake. They do mistake. I mean, look at the camera now. There is always people who forget there is camera. Why some people remember there is camera and some people don't? Who bring the memory to them? God. If you forget, that means God is not with you. You're in choshech. How do you say forgot in Hebrew? Shocheach. How do you say dark in Hebrew? Choshech. Same letter. So you forget, not because you forgot. Forgot because you're in the dark. You're busy with yourself. But if you create enough masach, enough curtain, God will remind you. You don't have to remember everything. Why do you need to remember? Why are you genius? You don't remember? People say, I remember. You remember because you were connected. If you're connected, you will remember. If you forget, because you're disconnected. But it's not making you bad or good. There is a system. System is all there. How much you reflect back, how much you push back. If you don't push back anything, you'll forget. You'll step on people's feet. You'll do a mistake. You hit somebody's car. You're going to do a mistake in a test in, I don't know, college or lawyer firm. Things are not going to work for you. Because all your being is receiving. But all your being is receiving, it means those things come to you and not belong with you. The only thing that belongs to you is what you revealed through reflection. For that reason, even the one who passed the test and do think, but if he did it in a selfish way, the blessing he received actually become a curse. The beauty they have become a curse. The wisdom they have become a curse. The money they have become a curse. What else? Any special ability become a curse. Until that ability is only being earned by they being reflected back. If the people don't reflect back the or, the light, and turn it into or chozer, the exact blessing is actually the exact curse. It's almost like people are wishing to be somebody, but what they're wishing to be is actually the curse. But if the people start thinking more of what now I can do, not when I be rich what I can do, not when I be smart what I can do, not when I will have time what I can do, now. Every moment is an opportunity to reflect back. And that's what revealed the entire thing. Think about, always remember that Moses revealed Mount Sinai. He was able to do such a reflection. Mount Sinai appeared. God talking to every one of us to reveal Mount Sinai. It says in the Talmud that kol yom yotzet bat kol. That every day that there is a voice come from heaven. No, it says the voice come from Mount Sinai. And Shuvu, he said to the people, change your spiritual path and become better. So they asked there, how come nobody hear it? What is the ear? We have an eardrum. What does the eardrum remind you of? Masach. So if they hear the Masach, why people lose their ability to see, or the ability to hear, or all those abilities, those are abilities, you know? Depends what you use the ear for. Depends what you use the eyes for. Some people use only the ears for Lashon Hara. Thank God they lose the ability to hear. It's a gift from God, so they don't hear anymore. Some people use the eyes for jealousy or look at other people's domain and they want it for themselves. Thank God they lose the eyesight. It's a gift. And all the other thing. So when people get older, say, I can't hear anymore, I can't do it. It didn't work like this in 2,000 years ago. When people get older, they saw better and they heard better. They become like a good wine, they say. They become smarter. Nobody lost their memory. The opposite, they remember better. There is a rabbi in Israel, I met him in 1989. He's considered the head rabbi of all the rabbis in the world. Why I met him, it's a long story. But his memory is still there. He's very old. There's a rabbi that passed away, Rabbi Kaduri, the head of all the Kabbalists. And if you look at his life, simple man, the most knowledgeable. So rabbi who are young used to go to him just that he would teach them how to study. How can that be? Memory, what a memory, skills. Because when you do something and you do it right, you shouldn't lose your memory. You shouldn't lose your eyesight. Your opposite should get better. Because more has been revealed. But if I use my ears for the wrong thing, I don't hear well. If I use my eyes, I don't see well. So a person, mishtabeach im hashanim, become better with the ears. If he does enough or chozer. The opposite happened. So sometimes I see people who are blaming the kids. So, oh, this generation is terrible. This generation is exactly what you need. So God give you a kid to bother you enough to awakening the or chozer for you, to awakening the masach for you, the curtain for you, so you can reveal light. It's not there's something wrong with them. Something wrong with us, so we can fix ourselves step by step. All eventually about creating enough reflection to reveal the existing. Most beautiful concept. It's the most beautiful concept. So Rav Ashla continue. כל הספירות שביכולתן רק לקבל אורות, ואין להם יכולת להשפיע על אחרים, מכוני האור שבהם שם אור הנפש. All the ספירות, they can only receive and cannot give the light that go there called אור הנפש. What is אור הנפש? It's the first light getting into the vessel, but it's the last light too. Meaning, if you look at five type of light, and above, let's say, Yechida, we call it Yechida, connect to Keter. Chaya, connect to Chochma. Neshama, connect to Bina. Ruach, connect to Zer and Pin. And Nefesh, connect to Malchut. The Nefesh is the last light. So now, after the Tzimtzum, the Igulim, the circle, are no longer can receive directly from the Endless. Why not? Because if they will receive directly from the Endless, then we're going back to the time before the Tzimtzum, before the restriction, before the contraction. So now they have to receive to a middleman or middle concept. What is the middleman? The linear vessel. So the linear vessel now giving light. So if you are receiving light from a middle aspect and you cannot share to anybody, that's what happened to the circle after the Tzimtzum, then your light you receive called Ora Nefesh. Light of the nefesh. הוא כבר נתבהר שכל האור שבעיגולים מוכרים לקבל מאור הקו. כסי, all the light. You have to receive from the linear light. בטעם שאי אפשר שיתקשר האור עליון בכלים. זולת איזה זיווג עם המסך המעלה אור חוזר. שהאור חוזר אז מקשר האור בכלים. What is exactly the cup? What is exactly the line? The line basically is the masach, is the curtain. If you talk about linear light, what is exactly linear versus linear light? Meaning that it's now been restricted. Now it's been contracted. Contract. Everything is contracted. It becomes smaller. And what does that mean? Now there is limitation. Before that, before the Tzimtzum, it was no different between the light and the vessel, or no different between the giver and the receiver, no different between the emanator to the emanated. The emanator just created the emanated, but the emanated was created by the same DNA. There was no difference between them. One was intelligent, was to receive. One was intelligent to give, but they were the same. No, no different. Uve shmo echad, he and his name are one. No different. As things become mature or more complicated, so now it's only can receive through reflecting light. Where is the basach exactly? If you look at the size of the linear vessel, those things which was not exist before, those limitation, as actually the masach. So through that, the light hitting the masach, zivugim ha-masach, male or chozer, pushing back, returning light, asher ha-or chozer ha-zeh mekasher ha-or ba-kilim. That returning light, that reflecting light, is what connects now to the new vessel. לפרח הכלים שאין בהם המסך הזה, אין ההור העליון מתקשר בהם. שיהיו יכולים להשפיע על אחרים ממעלה למטה. So, is the circular light, circular vessel, as a curtain? No, they don't. The only one who has a curtain is linear. That's a new creation. Because the circular is E and his name are one. So they don't have anything to push back and receive the new light. So the system has to be that the only light they will get now is through the new system called linear. אין האור העליון מקשר בהם שיכולים להשפיע על אחרים ממעלה למטה. ולא אומרים רק לקבל אור. They only can receive now. מהמדרגה הקודמת ממטה למעלה. From below to above. לצורך חיותם עצמם בלבד. שאור זה נקרא אור הנפש. For that reason, the circular vessel can only receive for themselves, but they cannot give. Because they don't have מסך, they don't have curtain. They can only receive. If you can only receive and you cannot give, you're getting light, but very small amount of light. It's called Or HaNefesh. The light in the level of Nefesh. ולפיכך, כיוון שאין מסך בכלים דיגולים,
אין האור עליון מתקשר בהם עצמם. For that reason, the upper light cannot connect to them. אלא מוכרחים לקבל האור מן הקו. For sure, they have to receive the light from the line. וגם זה לשיעור חיותם עצמם ולא להשפיע. Even the amount of light they receive is only for their own existence, but it's not for the sake of they are giving to other. אבל כן נקרא האור שבעיגולים, אור הנפש כמבואר. For that reason, we're calling that light as a circular getting, אור הנפש, related to the נפש, רוח, נשמה, חיה יחידה. Because again, if you think about light, how is it, what's go first into the vessel? Nefesh. But what stay, nefesh going through, if let's say this is, would be keter and the light can stop in the air, in the middle, then nefesh will be drawn by keter, but will be received by malchut. Because the first aspect is keter. How much desire keter has? Almost nothing. So how much light can he draw? Almost nothing light. How much nothing light look like? Or a nefesh. Light of the nefesh. What is malchut drawing? Or yechida. The highest amount of light. Where is the or yechida can go to? Only to keter. Paradox. Because there is a difference between the size of the container to the desire of the container. The size of the container of the upper is the biggest. The desire of the container of the upper is almost nothing. The size of the container of the bottom is everything, is nothing, and the desire is everything. What do you rather be, right? Big desire or big container? Question. Many people say better to be a big container, but then you don't enjoy what you have. That's keto. Some people say, let me be malchut. Then I enjoy a bit of it. I enjoy whatever. It's true. Once you are malchut, you enjoy all of it, but you don't have a lot of all of it. So in the bottom, you have one grain, but you enjoy it all. In the top, you have all the grain in the world, but you don't have desire to use them. Life. We are running in between. Life is in between. You're going up, you have it all, don't appreciate it. You go down, you have a little bit, you appreciate it, then you want it. You know? And then you meet human in between. So sometimes you meet human with all the gift in the world. Beauty, money, this, that. You know, they have capacity for it, but they lose the desire for it, and that's why they suffer. Then they have a stupid fight. Stupid fight. We use the private jet. We use this, we use that physicality. And why can't they enjoy all the wonderful, wonderful thing that they have? I know some people who have argument on, they sitting on $57 million. Not so bad, right? But there is argument how to polish somebody who didn't speak nice to them. And they're busy with it for 9.5 years. And when they brought me to that discussion, I asked, what are we getting here? Are we getting pride, publicity, money? And they told me nothing. So what a waste. So when are you going to enjoy your $57 million? They don't even enjoy that. They're busy being a winner in that case. What happened? Simple. They are here. So because they're at the top, they have the capacity to hold a lot of money, a lot of other things. So now they can enjoy it because they don't have desire. Once they go back to desperation, only in desperation you can enjoy everything. But to be in desperation, what are you going to do? Give it all away. Nobody would do that. Nobody. Now you know why there is a curse on having everything. So people can have billions, but not enjoy it. For that reason, when I used to work door to door, so you raise a lot of money. So I used to take my pocket and empty the money the next day. Start from zero. Because once you fill up the pocket from yesterday, you don't have desire to work today. Can you imagine that's the money buy your food? Let's say you're on Thursday. I used to send it on Wednesday night to the bank. So by Thursday, I had no penny. And Shabbat is coming Friday afternoon.
So I had to make sure that something happened on that Thursday and Friday. Otherwise, there's no food. So you're awakening the vessel of Malchut now to desire for Ria. He said, it's a beautiful, it's not for everybody, again, it's not for everybody to be able to do that in the same time. But real people who want to enjoy life is to feel as if they have nothing. And then as they come to everything, they start saying, thank you for this, thank you for that, that. But not fake thank you, not a baby thank you, what the parents tell the baby to say thank you. Not like that, like solid thank you, like real. Like, wow, I didn't know I have chocolate in my house. Wow, I didn't know the shower work. Wow, every time. But again, it cannot be fake. It's a build-up. It's very difficult. And the only way you can get there is by sharing it all away, giving it all away. And unfortunately, people give it all away when they die. That's when they give it all away. But when they die and they give it all away, it doesn't have a value. I don't want to disappoint you, but there's no value to it. And that's why when one of the old people who met me, and he told me about that they want to give everything away after he died, and he has a lot, I told him that it's better to give it before. And to start working on it, not just charity, also what it does for his children, you know, because many people want to give it after they die, which is nice, but after you die, you don't need that pushing back. It's a different system. After a person dies, you know, all the truth is revealed to them. Now, they, of course, they know giving is important. Now, of course, they know that they shouldn't say what they say, but it can change it. Here is the only place you can change. That's why being alive is the most important thing that can happen to you. And the only reason you're alive is because you can still push back the thing that you really want. Food, respect, ego. That's the work. It's the work. Yeah. Ravasha continue. Yitzfirot de ruach and prinot mishpim. But if we talk about ruach, is 10 ספירות of השפעה, they are influenced, they are given. לפרק נקרא אור הרוח בשם אור הזכר. For that reason we call אור הרוח, the light of רוח, רוח, mean נפש, רוח, נשמה, right? בשם אור הזכר, we call that light the male light, כלומר שהוא משפיע. What is the difference between a male and a female? What's the difference? The fundamental difference, that the male is influenced, and the woman receiving the influence. What is a woman ashamed of receiving? Woman is ashamed of receiving. Because it's a reminder of her DNA. But the entire existing of a woman, of a female, is receiving. It's the entire existence. But of course, if she receives to give a chance for the male to give, she's okay. If she receives for herself, she's coming from the klipa. That's how you measure a woman. And you never know. Because nobody knows anybody else's attention. So that's why we call the Or HaRuach, Or HaZachar. Avlu Tzfirot de Nefesh, Bechonot Beshor Or Nekeva. The 10 Tzfirot of the Nefesh, we call them light of the Nekeva, light of the female. כלומר, שמקבלת ואינה יכולה להשפיע. She only receives, but she cannot give. וכן בכונות יהיו הספירות של אור הקו, שהן יהיו צפירות הרוח. For that reason, the 10 Tzfirot of the linear light, we call them 10 ספירות of רוח, which means that they can give. לראות שאין מבחינת אור זכר ומשפיע. To show us that this light is the light of male and it can influence. בטבעם כבר נתבהר, בדיוק אסור. לכן הרוח גבוה על מדרגת הנפש, משום שהוא משפיע על הנפש. For that reason, אור הרוח, the light of the רוח, the light of the level of רוח, is משפיע, is the giving. And the light of the נפש is the last one and it cannot give. And that's why this going to the yosher, to the linear sphirot, which there is masach, which is curtain, which is reflecting, which is giving. And the nefesh has to go to the igulim. Igulim, the circular vessel. And the circular vessel is where there is only receiving after the tzimtzum. After the tzimtzum. Because we're no longer talking about before the tzimtzum here. Yeah. Let's continue a little bit more. maybe we stop here, and if you have question, ask me some question.
I have a question. So I just wondered, the desire, the example of the desire you create on Thursday, it doesn't sound like a happy desire. It sounds like one from fear and...
No, on a physical level, it's a good concept compared to what we're talking here about spirituality. But it doesn't necessarily have to be fear, it's exciting. Because let's say you make $1 million between Sunday to Wednesday. So on Thursday, you wake up again, say, let me challenge myself if I can do it. So it's exciting, it's very exciting. It's actually super exciting. Because you're challenging yourself, and once you make it, the party is great. And then you do it again next week, and you do it again. And all of a sudden you see truly that the nourishment has nothing to do with you, it has to do with the divine, with God. So it's a very exciting moment because you are looking at life in a way that, I mean, only fool will think that because of him or her, money come to them. Only fool. Only young people think like that. I work hard, I make money. Yeah, many people work hard, they don't make money. The money is really coming from the divine. Once you think money come from you, that's why you don't have money. But the money is really coming from the divine, and you have to believe in it. You have to see it. Like, if you truly be honest with yourself, you wouldn't know why the customer listened to this, but he didn't listen to that. Doesn't make sense. The first speech was better. Second speech was terrible, and he listened. So what happened in the second speech? I was humble enough to understand it was stupid. And because I was humble enough to think it's stupid, it was opening the gate of heaven to make that person listen to you. Now you look at life very different. When I was going door to door, I mean, the success that I had, it's not normal. It's not something you can explain. You know, I had the key to a hotel whenever I want. I had two homes to use whenever I want. I have two cars. Any successful person will not do it in a few weeks. Anything that I touch become gold. But it's not because I'm wise. I'm not that wise. People call me wise, but I'm not. Or people call me psychic or magic maker or I don't know. All kinds of people meet. So it's not true. It's all the idea of you have to find out, are you capable to push away or there to reveal what it's already in the room. You know, when you go and see a movie, what's so excited about the movie? It's basically a bunch of picture that going faster than your eyes can capture it. It's a slideshow. It's basically 24 pictures per second, I think. If they move slower than that, if it will be 24 pictures that move every minute, you're not going to see a movie. You're going to see a slideshow. Remember slideshow? Nobody know what it is. Look. The old machine, if you remember, when it used to be like something like a circle, and they show pictures, chick, 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 chick. But if that moved fast enough, like if you remember, we used to do it with our notebook, we create cartoon. If it moved fast enough, you see movement. But actually, there's no movement. For that reason, they call it motion's picture. It's a picture that is in motion, so it's a movie. But why do they call it movie? For the word move, it's moving. It's always moving. You know? So you have a movie like that. You see horses running. There's many pictures together. Mm-hmm. So the camera, those of you who ever use a camera, the camera is, the old days used to be a film. It used to burn your image by the light reflecting on you. That light reflects back to the film. The film get burned in a certain shape on the film and copy basically what the film see. And what they see, it's picture, but the camera was fast enough to capture that speed of many, many pictures. So you see billions of pictures, let's say, it's turned into a movie. That's it, and into a movie. So, but if you look at the camera, it's no different than Masachim. It's all curtain. Everything is curtain. Where is the curtain when they take a picture of you? You are the curtain. The light hit you, and the light hit back the camera. When you go to see a movie, where is the curtain? On the screen. So the camera hit the curtain come to you. Revelation is around us every day. The universe tried to tell you. Only what you reflect revealed what exists. What exists is not yet appeared to your eyes. only what appeared to you as much as you can reflect. But unfortunately, nowadays, we don't have people who can do enough reflection. We don't. People do good things, they give donations, they help, they're wonderful. But it's not really true reflection. Reflection has to be discomfort, some type of discomfort, uncomfortable. You know, you have $100,000 at the bank, you're willing to give $2,000 for charity. But would you believe if you give the $100,000 will be there back or $200,000 back? You don't believe in it. So once you do it, it's not going to happen. Some people try to test the system. Why are you testing the system? The only reason you want to test the system is because you don't believe it in the first place. So if you don't believe in the first place, why would you expect it to work? It's not going to work. But if you give it up, the $100,000, or some women and men, when they finish a relationship, and they don't finish it yet, I let this man go, I let this woman go. They're still looking on Instagram, or they're still going out with somebody else. What are they going to see? They didn't totally reflect it. They didn't totally reflect it. What's going to happen the next day? Somebody knock on the door. They have a new boyfriend, new girlfriend who love them a billion times more than the last one. Would they have a time to go back and check on Instagram if they go out with another girl? No, they don't. Ask yourself why you saw that. You saw that because look what have you done. You didn't totally let go. Totally didn't let go of 100,000. Totally didn't let go of respect. You totally didn't let go of nothing. So you can reveal the all existing for you. You can. You can. It's there, but you can't see it. Because without Masach, nothing can get revealed. It's a paradox. It's a terrible paradox in life. We continue on for the next time. Yeah, please. I don't know. I mean, words mean nothing to me. I mean, maybe no. It means something to you. I love action. I don't like words. So I don't know. Restricting is the words. Again, it's a word. I don't know. I don't know when you say restriction or reflection. It's only words. So whatever it means to you, that's whatever it means to you. I don't care if you understand my words. I care if you understand the action. If you understand my words, then you're good in English. But if you understand the action, then you're good in spirituality. Spirituality is not about talking. Or understanding spirituality is no doing. Everybody know what they need to do. If you do it, then you understand it. If you don't do it, you don't understand. It's not about the words. Don't try to understand the words. Action. If you're getting better in the action of whatever you want to call it, restriction, candy, chocolate cake, light, I don't care what you call it. Make it happen. Make it happen based on what I explained. But I don't care what you call it. I care of what you do, not I. You should care what you do. And if you don't do, so you did it. So what? You understand the word now. That's why I can't stand. One thing I hate, I shouldn't say can't say, I hate. A lot of people who follow spirituality with words, they know the words. Oh, wow, I saw the light. Ooh, I saw the light. And I always make fun of them, but they never listen when I make fun of them. So I also saw the light. So no, he said, I saw the inner light. So I also saw the inner light. So what the inner light? So the inner refrigerator, there is the inner light. I always tell them that, always, all my life. Since I was 25, I use that joke. All the time, when I'm around spiritual people, and I see it's all philosophy, the inner light in my refrigerator is the best. Always use that. Why? Because I can't stand talking. I love doing. In the end of the day, would you do it? And, you know, one day, hopefully, we have more people. We have more people who want to be guided or who want to guide others. It's because if people want to be guided, they only have Ora Nefesh. But if people want to guide others, that's what I try to create and be vital, how people can guide others. But people fall apart quickly. If your purpose in life is to save people, you shouldn't care how people treat you. But if your purpose in life is to get respect, and of course, how many stupid people we met in our life that want to be spiritual, but actually a little bug bothered them, somebody a little bit disrespect them, what happened to them? Fall apart. So the purpose was not to save people, the purpose was to be respected how to save people. Because if saving people become the goal, why would I be busy with somebody clap their hand? I don't care. If your purpose is to do surgery that will be successful, let's say you're in the middle of surgery, implant of liver or lungs, And now the nurse say, I don't think you're a great doctor. Oh, now we got a problem. Somebody will die. I don't care, but you have to understand I'm a good doctor. Now the person died. So you're not busy saving people. You're busy being a good doctor. That's where the change takes place. Anyway, we'll continue next time. Hopefully you can share it as ruach to the people who weren't here so we can all understand it better.